Episode 106, BulaNetwork.com. Coming to you from Dallas, Texas, my name is Randy Cantrell. This is BulaNetwork.com. We reside, well, the show does, in the Yellow Studio. Boy, it's a new day. It's a new day here in the land of Bula, BulaNetwork.com. We did episode 105, if you've not listened to that. Please do. We've done the reboot. The big reboot. I'm a Mac guy, and is it true in any computer system, any operating system? I mean, doesn't every operating system have like a finder? I don't know, maybe not. But in the Macintosh world, in the Apple Macintosh world, we have a finder, and when you do a reboot, you can relaunch your Finder, kind of shut everything down, start over. And speaking of Finder, I was put onto something, I don't know, it was a month, 6 weeks ago. Someone on Twitter had posted about a new, well, it was new for her, and it's been even newer for me, a little program, a little $18 program. Who knew that a little $18 program could be just so terrific? And it is something that Apple should have incorporated into the operating system, I think. But, you know, here you go. Perfect opportunity. People come in and they implement something that the original manufacturer, the original supplier, didn't, and they improve it. It's a little program called Total Finder. Total Finder. I'll put a link in the show notes. $18. And no, it's not an affiliate link. It's an $18 program. Come on. If you are a Mac person and you've not invested in it, here's what it simply does. Now, it does quite a few things, but The big thing that it does, it gives you tabbed Finder browsing. Yeah. Everybody who's a Mac fan boy or girl is thinking, well, duh, we should have had that all along. Finder, rebooting a Finder, it's kind of just, you know, boy, just, okay, we just, let's start over. Let's just start over, and that's what's happened here at BulaNetwork.com. I talked about it enough in episode 105, so I'm not going to rehash it here. I did put in the comments in the show notes for episode 105 that I'm leaving up the archives. I'm leaving all the content here, but anything that I said I was planning on doing or what, okay, just, yeah, let's just, let's pretend I never said it. Let's pretend the past is the past, and now we're starting over. Starting completely over. It's kind of cool, actually. It's very cool. Now, I have had some questions asked of me, and some of those questions have, well, not some. It seems they've all got to do with money. We're preoccupied with money, aren't we? And I guess maybe we should be. Maybe we should be. How you making money? You know, wasn't Bula that a big consulting kind of a thing? Well, okay, not big. The answer is yes and no. The answer is yes. Private consulting was pretty much the business model. I've made my living working on other people's business, and I've talked about that in the past. And again, I'm not going to rehash that here either. One question that I've had ongoing is, well, are you going to continue to do that? And the answer is no, kind of. The answer is I'm doing work with some businesses, and they're businesses that I want to do work with, and I'm not hawking it. I'm not marketing it. I'm not necessarily wanting to do it. I've got a handful of businesses that, well, they're connected with people that I care about and things that I want to do, but I'm not out there hawking myself for that. It really is not going to be my business model moving forward. So let's just say that I've got my hands full enough for the moment, and if things change, I will let you know. So I'm not soliciting, I'm not marketing, I'm not trying to do any of that. BoodleNetwork.com is exactly what the tagline now says, or at least that's the intent. We'll see how this works out. A new media company. High time, I say. High time. So we'll see how this works. So today, episode 106 is really intended to be kind of a, well, okay, what can we expect? I mean, can you share with us any ideas? And the answer is kind of, sort of. And so that's what I'm going to do today. You can expect some niche. That's probably the correct pronunciation, but okay, come on. We're in Texas. It's a niche. So it's niche-y. You can expect some niche-y kind of programming, some shows. Now, I'm not looking for big honking wide audiences. I know there are quite a few of you that are twit kind of people. This Week in Tech, I watch and listen on occasion. I cannot tell you that I'm a rabid listener. I've been reviewing my content consumption, and you might be kind of surprised. I mean, I'm in and out of podcasts. I will subscribe to podcasts and then I may unsubscribe. There is some content out there that I'm more devoted to than others. Marketing Over Coffee, John Wall and Christopher Penn, C.S. Penn. I listen to pretty much every episode, and it's not necessarily that I'm in the wheelhouse of their, you know, their target market necessarily, but I find them easy to listen to. I find the content interesting. So I'll put a link in the show note. I'm a fan of their content and their stuff. I think they're really sharp guys, significantly younger than me, and yeah, so that there's some attraction there. I'm thinking I should have opened up my iTunes, shouldn't I? I can be in and out of an episode here and an episode there, but Marketing Over Coffee is one that I'm pretty regular to at least check out. Andrew Warner over at Mixergy. And surely you've discovered Mixergy. I'll put a link in the show notes as well to that. But if you have not, if you have any interest in business, particularly if you have any interest in online or technology-based, I'm not going to say internet-based, but technology-based business, you've got to check out Mixergy, MIXERGY.com, Andrew Warner. Does a really good job, is... He's found his niche. He's found his groove, and he does really good work, I think. I like the people that he has on. Some are more interesting to me than others. You know, some are they're in some genre that, you know, I don't. The thing with him is the subjects don't have to be in a particular genre of business that you necessarily are attracted to. It's just, it's listening to the stories. I mean, that's what makes it compelling. And I've been a fan of his, well, really since the early days when he got started. There are some others that I can be attracted to if they have the right people on. Do you listen to some content, and if the right people are there, then you're attracted to it? But if they're not, you're not. I'm thinking of some people, and I'm not going to name names. Occasionally they have on some really good people, but they're just not very good interviewers, or they're people that just can't get out of the way of the interview. You know, those kind of people. Now, Mixer G, he is not that way. There are people, for instance, that they have to chime in at the conclusion of every answer. And it can be anything as subtle as, great, great. Or it can be, yeah. Yeah, it's kind of, I tell you what it's like for me. Have you ever had a computer display and a pixel goes out? I had a laptop some years ago, and it couldn't have been more than two. I think it was just one pixel. One little pixel went out on the display, drove me crazy, completely crazy. Like, it's like you can't not look at it. There's a double negative for you. But you can't, it's there. It's just, it's this green, I think, yeah, it was green. It's this kind of this green phosphor thing. That's just, hey, look at me. Hey, look at me. And man, I couldn't help it. And it was down in the lower left-hand quadrant of the screen. And it's like, you know, where we have nothing there, but your eyes just continually gravitate to that. That's how some of the interviewers are. And I hate to say it, but it doesn't matter how great the guest is. It doesn't matter how I find it difficult to get past it. Through the years in working with people to do presentations, mainly public speaking kind of stuff, my advice has always been the same. You just want to get out of the way. Now, I think there are some people, and they are the message. You know, they want to be whatever. I mean, their personality, let's say, is a big, big component. Gary Vaynerchuk comes to mind. Now, he is what he is, genuinely so. And he's very good. A little profane sometimes for my taste, but very good. But by and large, what we want as communicators is we just don't want to get in the way. Don't get in the way of the message. Don't get in the way of the communication. And that person that responds to every question that is answered by their interview subject with, yeah, great, great. Uh-huh. Yeah. You've had those person-to-person conversations, surely, where every time you answer the person, and you're just like, man, just shut up. Those aren't conversations you really want to maintain for very long if you can help it. Who else do I listen to? What else do I listen to? And I don't know what got me on this. Just, you know, I'm thinking about content and all this new media. And there's some great stuff out there. I mean, it doesn't matter what you're into. You can find somebody somewhere talking about it. Now, you may not find somebody somewhere doing a very good job talking about it, but there are people talking about it, conversations that are being had, interviews being conducted, and I think it's all pretty terrific. Susan Bratton over at Dishy Mix. Now, I'm going to confess, I'm attracted depending on who the guest is. Now, I think she's terrific. I think she does a great job. But I'm a little bit more selective there. And she has a wide scope of people that come on. But that's another one I would give. I would give high marks to. Now, Freakonomics podcast. Well, who wouldn't want to subscribe to that? I nearly always find it compelling. Now, I spend a lot of time at the gym. I know it doesn't look like it, but I do. And so I do an awful lot of listening there at the gym. So I have a little iPod Shuffle. Yeah, it's old. I had two of them, and I lost one, and it really chaps me. I had one that I had loaded with music, and I had the other one that I would load with podcast. You know, so if I was wanting to do something, I need some music right now, I need some tunes, then I just plug my headset, my earbuds into that one. Yeah, but the one that had the music, or that I kept the music on, they were different colors. It was silver, and the one with podcast is kind of that aqua color. Well, the silver one I lost, so I have put a little bit of music and some podcasts on this one, but, you know, the shuffle is not, the problem is no display, so you have no idea where you're at, and I was like, okay. So I just took all the music off, and I left podcasts on there. But Dishy Mix is another one. Freakonomics, I've mentioned. Who else? Cliff Ravenscraft, Podcast Answer Man. There's a good one. If you're into podcasting, if you're into learning podcasting, couldn't tell you the first time I listened to that one. That goes way back. But there's another one. There's another one that you, if you're interested in how to podcast and launching your own, and there's a terrific resource. And I mean, come on, Podcast Answer Man. What a brilliant URL that is, right? There are tons of sports ones, and as you well know, I'm kind of a college football and a NHL hockey guy. So those are, for me, those are kind of seasonal. I'm not one of those guys that really, I just don't chase all that stuff down in the off season. There are a lot of people that do. I'm not that much of a sports geek. I'm trying to think of any others that just kind of leap out at me. There are dozens that I'm in and out of. And maybe you're the same way. I got to thinking about the consumption and how we consume this stuff. And how regularly we consume stuff. And some of the things that you're going to see me dive into, I very purposefully am taking aim at some things that I believe are going to be where people are in it for a period of time and then they're out of it. One that you're going to see me launch, and you're probably not going to have any interest in it, so I'm going to tell you that right now, and I'm not going to tell you what it is, but trust me. For every 100 of you that might be listening, and that's a huge might, there probably will be half of one of you. Half of one person would even have remote interest in this. And it'd be one of those kinds of things that you'd be in it and you'd be out. You might be interested in it while you were kind of hunting for a solution. But once you got the solution, okay, no need. No real need. It might be a little bit like people that they've never gotten on any kind of a track to get fit, but they get on track and it just kind of becomes second nature. You know, they begin eating better. They take better care of themselves. They are involved in fitness and exercise, and I think there are people that are just get so enamored with all that, and they continue to read about it and watch video and all that stuff. But then I think there are other people that are like, okay, I'm over the hump and it's now a habit, because I'm in that group. It's now what I do, but you know, I'm not interested in reading a bunch about it. I'm not really interested in hearing people talk about it. It's just not that interesting to me. I'm a believer and I want to do it, but you know, I know people that they're still just very obsessed with various diets and various supplements and juicing and all of that kind of stuff. And other people that are very interested in, I went brain dead. What's the, you know, kinesiology, you know, very interested in the physiological stuff of exercise and muscle building and fat burning and, you know, I'd tell you why I care. I care because of at my age, I care about health. I care about quality of life. The vanity train left a long, long time ago. It's not about looking good anymore. Well, it never was. I do have a face for podcasting. And that does not mean video casting, although I've done a little bit of that. So I'm going to be doing some things that might they have a money component? Well, I'm not going to lie, of course, but that's not really the objective. So to answer the big question, well, how are you doing this? Well, I don't understand. And that really is how people are asking, by the way. The confusion is just rampant. The answer is I'm continuing to work with a select few businesses, and my work with these businesses, well, here's the short of it. My work with these businesses can pay the bills. And the minute I say that, well then, oh, okay. Well, you know, it's like people are wondering, well, how are you going to live? And it's, you know, well, I'm just like you. I've got bills to pay. No, I don't. Well, I don't have kids to feed anymore. Thankfully, my kids can feed themselves. And I hope they don't boomerang back, because now they have kids. So they've got the responsibility of my grandkids now. So that's where I'm at in life. For me, this is going to sound terribly unambitious, but I'm going to say it anyway. I mean, for me, it's just, I want to make a living. I want to do what I want to do. Is that cocky? Is that arrogant? You know, well, so be it. So I can make a living in the business world, and then BulaNetwork.com can be this new media company that I'm launching forth to make it. And I'm going to start some podcasts, and these are going to be, as I said, these are going to be very, for the most part, they're going to be very niche-y, at least the first one that I have in mind. It does have a business tie-in, but it's probably going to be, like I said, it's going to be something that people are probably going to be in and out of. I would suspect that people will be, they might be in it for 3 months, 4 months, and then they might be out of it. Have I piqued your interest? Trust me, you are not going to be interested in it. And I'm not telling you because I've not done it yet. I've not launched it yet. So it's in the planning phase, but it will be the first. It will be the first kind of media property, if you please, under the banner of BulaNetwork.com. So that's big. That's big. That makes it important. What am I going to do here? I'm going to continue to kind of do... I'm going to continue to do BulaNetwork.com as a podcast. And what will it be? I don't know. Whatever I want it to be. I'm going to break out in these subcategories some other things, and you know, we'll see how it goes. But so that's the plan. That's a little bit how things are going to roll. So does that make you feel better? Aren't you glad you tuned in for that? I am curious what you listen to. I really am. And this is not, I don't have an ulterior motive here. Well, okay, I kind of sort of do. I'm curious what you listen to. I'm curious what you like. I'm curious what you... Is there something that's not out there that you wish were? No, not that I'm going to go do it. But I am curious. You know, you go look at the magazine rack at a local Barnes & Noble. And it's like, man, you know, how many people read this? I mean, there's some real niche-y stuff out there. I go to the iTunes store. I go pretty regularly to the store and look at music, but I don't go all that often to the podcast section. But I probably go a couple of times a month. And I was perusing through there the other day, and it was like, man, a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff. How do you find good stuff? And I was surprised at how much comedy. I can tell you, I'm not touching that with a 10-foot pole. I've downloaded some. Have you downloaded much comedy stuff? And maybe it's just me. I mean, I feel like I've got a decent sense of humor, but I can't tell you. I have downloaded some stuff that just got rave reviews at iTunes. It was in the comedy category. I just didn't get it. Just did not get it. Did not find it funny at all. There is a lot of profane stuff, and it seems to me that there's a big junior high element in the comedy category especially. And that's probably is due to my age. Well, and that and my conviction, but probably my age betrays me when it comes to finding some things that just, I don't know, they just seem terribly juvenile and so not funny. So I'm not a big fan there. I have subscribed to a few in the last few years. I've unsubscribed to them all. I don't now subscribe to any podcast that I would say fit the comedy category. And most of mine, admittedly, were more along the business kind of thing. Some technology stuff. I like technology. Now, I'm not super geeky. Boy, I tell you a category that I really, and I don't undervalue it. I don't underestimate it. It's just not, I'm just not into it. Video games. Man alive. Video gaming is crazy big, you know? I mean, if you're my age, if you're a middle-aged guy, and if you think video gaming isn't big, you're crazy. It's huge. I couldn't tell you the last time I played a video game, but I'm old enough. I remember when Pong came out. Pong, Donkey Kong, Pac-Man. Yeah, buddy, I was in the consumer electronics business when those games came out. That's how old I am. No, you won't be seeing that around here. I can tell you that. But stay tuned. Stay tuned. I want you to keep subscribing. If you haven't subscribed, please do that. You can send me your voicemail feedback as well. Number's right there at the website. This is BulaNetwork.com. My name is Randy Cantrell. The city of origin is Dallas, Texas. And once again, I'm coming to you from the Yellow Studio.